Okay, we are on Sota Daf Beis. We're at the two dots. Right? It's Sota Pop, apparently. Okay. Makana. Okay, it's a Makana. So we're quoting the Mishnah. It says Makana. So Diavad in. So when it says a Makana, right, it indicates a lashon of after the fact, which we saw in Beitza. We said hashochet, right? This is the terminology of the Mishnah. So when it says a Tosfos, one explanation is because it says the hay at the front. It says hamakane because it's with a hay. But then he brings another pshat because Rashi has a bit of more of a different explanation. He says by the fact that he would have said it in like a there's an extra lashon, he would have said it basically is an imperative. You know, one should do this or one does this. Let's read Rashi actually. L'chachila lo. Yeah, we see the Rashi l'chachila lo. Midalotani, since he did not teach, Rebbe Eleza oime mekana odom le'ishtoi al pishnoim. Right? That was like the normal lashon of the Mishnah, yeah? Right? Rebbe Eleza would say, this is how a person does this. He should, or he does it. Yeah? But this is a mekana over here, says it's after the fact. Back to the Gemara. L'chachila, no, you shouldn't do it. Okay. You should not mekana your wife.
You mean after she already secluded?
No, because mekana is the start of the procedure. No, but don't do this halachic. Go to a marriage therapist. Yeah? Don't, you know, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got some good therapy. We know we can give good referrals over here. Go to the marriage therapist, sort it out. Don't make this, you know, get some idiom, you know, get your buddies from the street and say, hey, you're going to witness this. I'm going to mekana my wife right now. Don't do that. Okay, so we're going to explain this. Kasova Tana Didan, he holds our Tana, right? Tana Didan means our Tana. Also, Lakanos, it's prohibited to, right, Lachakila, to do kinui. You're not supposed to do this. This is already after the fact. If a person did it, then he kicked off the procedure. So then there's a procedure. But you shouldn't do it. Look at this. A related point, which is kind of connected, which is Sota's not an ideal thing, because we're going to see that. Ama Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. Ki hava posach, when he would introduce, right, when he was learning, Rashi says, when he was learning the Parsha Sota in the Torah, yeah, Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish would start his Shia, Besoita, Ama Hachi. He would say the following, yeah? Ein mezavgin, right, zivug is like a match, loy le'odom for a person, I mean, isha, a woman, ela lefi ma'asov, only according to his deeds, meaning, the basic, his level, yeah? You get, the wife you get is on your level, yeah? So if you're a good guy, she'll be a good woman. If you're a bad guy, she's going to be a bad woman. Right, Shanema, I'm going to bring a proof from this. Basically, a person, okay, ki lo yanuach, so it should not rest. Rashi seems to translate as in context as it won't match. Shevet is like a stick. So the stick are the leaders, the rulers. Yeah, harosha, the rosha should not basically have power al goyel hatzadikim on the lot of the tzadikim. Meaning. But a person can't have, you know, somebody who's not just, right? Hashem doesn't allow a person who's evil to have power over a righteous person. So if this woman's, I suppose, affecting him badly, he must be that he's bad, right? So that's why we see over here there's a negative aspect to, if there's a problem with her, then there's a problem with him. Okay, now, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, says Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Kashin, it's difficult, means, right, it says, Rashi even says, before Hashem, I think he says over here, it's Kaviyochol, right, Lazavgan, to match them, Kirkrias Yamsuf, like the splitting of the sea. Just as the splitting of the sea was hard, so too, the to make this match, maybe, right, is also hard. Shinema. Elukim Hashem, right, Moishiv, he seeks Yechidim, individuals, right, a man and a wife before they get married are individuals, Baisa, into a house, right, basically he makes the Shidduch, he gets to a man and a woman, and he puts them into a house, right, and we're comparing this, we'll put is juxtaposed to Moitzi, the one who takes out Asirim. Asirim means the bound ones, the prisoners, right? We are coming the prisoners. Bekoishros, Bekoishros, Bez is a prefix. Koishros is from the Lashon Kosher. Koishros is referring to a time of year. The Rashi says it's not hot or cold. It's kosher. It's a kosher time of year, which basically sounds like in context. It's basically it's good. There was good weather. So good time of year. So Hashem, and it's referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. When did Hashem take us out of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Was in Nissan, where it was nice weather. So we're putting together in this posuk Yetzias Mitzrayim and also Shiduchim. So therefore we see that it's kosher Kriyas Yamsuf. Good question. I also had that other question. Why not Yetzias Mitzrayim? So I saw last night actually. So the Tosfos Shant on the side speaks about it. The question, he addresses the question, and it's Ein Shom. Okay, Ini. Oh, so basically we're saying that a man gets a woman according to his level. Okay, Ini. Is that true though? Vaha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Arba'im Yom, 40 days, Koidim Yetziras Havlad, before the formation of the baby in the belly, embryo? Whatever, yeah, that we say, before the Vlad, yeah. So basically, even before a person is, well, yeah, okay, basically, anyway, this guy's not doing mitzvahs right now or anything. But there's no zchus over here, right? If you let's carry on. Bas kol, a voice from heaven comes out and it says Omeres bas ploini leploini. This woman is going to be married to this man. Bias ploini, this house, if it's been built. Or even maybe if it's not been built, it's a house on paper. Yeah, Laploni is going to go to this guy. Soda Ploni, this field, yeah, is going to go to Ploni. So we see over here that basically it's fluffy mazel. Basically, everything's defined, right? That if a person's got a good mazel, he's going to get a nice field. If he's got a bad mazel, he's not going to get a nice field. Rashi says that, well, why can't you say that with, you know, good deeds and bad deeds, but that's Hashem leaves that open. That's Bechira. We say that the Achol B'day Shemaim Chutz Mi Yerushamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except with Yerushamayim, so that is not defined. So therefore, we see over here that it totally contradicts what we just said. Because we said the whole, basically, you know, you put two people together, they were holding on a similar spiritual level. Yeah, and over here we just say, well, this person, whatever. If someone's got a good mazel, he's going to get, you know, Rashi mentions Gibor, right, well, I don't know if it was strong, wealthy, wise, you know, those kind of things. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Hab zivig rishon. When it's a zivig rishon, it's a match made in heaven before the blood was made, and it's a perfect fit. Ha, b'zivug sheni. This is b'zivug sheni, where it's difficult. It's not a perfect match. It's the best you can do with their baggage, also, because they weren't ordained to be together, these two people. And now you find two people, I suppose, on your zivug sheni. Zivug sheni, yeah. Yes, I don't know about all the Sheva Bracha Droshas.
If that's true, then why does Reish Lakish start on Soda by talking about
Zivug Sheni?
Yeah.
True. Well, though, first of all, he started saying Parsha Soda, that was when he was doing a Drosha in the Parsha of Soda, Rashi said. So I'm not sure. Yeah, okay. But this is related to your other question, right? The Kasha to Zagval and Kriyas Yamsov.
Zivug Sheni,
yeah, it doesn't sound like from right.
The first one is easy.
The first one is easy.
The first
time is it's your muzzle. Yeah, exactly. It's muzzle, right. Now, Rebbe, let's carry on a little bit. Yeah, Rebbe Elezer Oymer. We said in the Mishnah, Makana la al pi shnayim. He does kinui, yeah, with two people, right? Two witnesses, v'chulei. So, ad kan lo pligi, they're only arguing here, ella bikinui v'stira. The machlokis is with kinui v'stira. Does that sound okay? They didn't argue in kinui.
No,
on
the stira.
They only argue in stira, right? They only argue in stira, right? So Rashi says that what it means to say that we see from their argument, yeah, that there's only a requirement of two for kinui with stira. Yeah, aval batuma stage three, the tuma witnessing the she becomes right. She's the sort of relations. Aid echad mehemon. One aid would be believed. Okay, but tanan nami, we got a Mishnah. Aid echad oimer. If one witness said the following, open quote: Ani ra'isi shinit meis. I saw her that she became tame. She had relations with this guy. Lo haisa shoisa. She's not allowed to drink the meis sota anymore because the meis sota is to prove her innocence. And we believe this one aid, and we believe that she is guilty. So we see over here, that was the end of that, the Mishnah. So, midaraisa, from the Torah, minolon, how do we know, where do we know? De mehemon, right? Mehemon means is believed. Aid echad, the aid echad is believed. Okay, so we're going to bring this. The Tanur Rabbanan, we got a braisa, right? It's quoting, this is a quote from the Parsha of Sota. The aid ain't ba, and she doesn't have an aid. Okay, I'm going to tell you the end before, because really this is what we were saying. This means, yeah, b'shnayim akosu midaber. The Torah is saying there's it's two, and it's saying there's not two. So let me just say, Rashi explains on the next Amud that what does the word aid mean? Yeah, does the word aid mean, as we would think, it means a witness? Yeah, or maybe aid means testimony. So Rashi is going to say actually the word aid does not mean witness in the Torah; it means testimony. So over here when it says the ain aid bar, yeah, it means there's no testimony, right? And what's the general testimony?
Two.
It's two. So we don't have a testimony, the normal testimony of two. Rather, we have the testimony of one. That's basically going to be the answer, right? So we're going to say that ain't aid bar. She doesn't have the testimony of two. Rather, she has the testimony of one. Okay. So let's read it. So this is the statement, and we're going to ask on it. Yeah. The aid ain't bar, but shnayim akosu midaber. Or einoi ella. Afilu echad. Maybe it means she doesn't even have one, right? Maybe she doesn't even have one. The aid ain ba means, and she doesn't even have one aid. Tam aloima, we're going to prove that it means that she doesn't have two, but there is one, because it says in a different place in the Torah, it says lo yakum aid echad beish. It shouldn't stand up one aid echad beish. Okay, basically one aid should not testify against a person, right? You need two. Okay, mimash mashinema. If it would have said lo yakum aid beish, right? Meaning skipping the word echad, we just omitted the word echad. If it would have said lo yakum aid beish, right? Any yodeya, I wouldn't know shu echad, that is one, right? I mean, aid means one, right? So ma tama loima echad. So why did it say echad b'chlal? Okay. So basically, so Rashi, this is where the Rashi speaks it out. So it's coming to tell you that aid can't mean a witness, because there wouldn't be any need to say echad. So it must mean that the word aid means testimony, and the testimony is normally two. So it's coming to tell you over here, there's only a testimony of one. So we see over here that it means testimony. It means testimony, and therefore, okay. Zeh bona of, this is a bona of, it's one of the Torah rules of learning out. Kol makom shene'emar aid, any place where it says aid, right, harei kan shnayim, there are two, right? I mean, because over here it has this point out that where it says the word aid, it says this one is echad, so that's the yotzei min hachlal, that's the exception. But the general rule is the word aid means two. Ad sheyifrot lecha kosov echad, until the Torah would tell you that it's one, right? So you always assume when you see the word aid, it means two. Okay, right. So that was the end of the brayse. So now the Gemara concludes. V'amar Rachman, and the Torah said, Trei leis ba. There's not two, right? Going back to our first pasuk from Sota, it says v'aid ein ba. She does not have an aid. An aid just means two. So she doesn't have a testimony of two. Rather, she has a testimony of one. Yeah. So Ella chad. And continues the end of the pasuk, and as long as she wasn't raped, meaning she did it willingly, asura, she would be prohibited
by one aid.
So we see over here that she is prohibited by one aid.